gospel, or the first reading today, is this math equation with God. And if you're like me, you're glad that he went from going by fives to tens, because otherwise it would have been really long. It's already long enough. So when he goes from 50 to 45 to 20, you know, it speeds it up a bit. We are told, we're told, that hurt people hurt people. We'll say it again. Hurt people hurt people. And if this were always true, if it were almost like a genetic reality that we hand on to the next generation, then the world would be, it already is a mess, but it would be an enormous mess. A mess beyond understanding, beyond comparison. If hurt people always hurt people, it would be an even greater disaster at this moment. But the reverse also can be said. Loved people love people. And if that were handed on as a genetic, almost as if a genetic trait, then generation after generation after generation, we would have perfect love amongst everyone. And that certainly isn't the case either. Hurt people, love people, and somewhere in between is you and I. Each of us, in our own way, with the capacity to do great harm to one another, but also the capacity to reveal great love to one another. And in this mix, in this equation of life, it isn't that simple. Our first reading is a recognition that the persistence of Abraham is good. It gets it down to 10, but apparently God could not find 10 perfect people in Sodom. God couldn't find one perfect person in Sodom. It doesn't matter if Abraham had persisted further. That's how I used to think of this reading. What if Abraham just went down to 5? Maybe God could have found 5. No. Even the innocent, those younger than the age of reason, those who can't even sin, aren't perfect. The capacity is still within us, even when we are innocent, to be a, well, let's go ahead and say it, sinner. To sin. We all have this capacity within us, and Abraham, in this conversation with God, is recognizing that there is no perfect person amongst us until the perfect person descended to be with us, to be one of us, to be the one that even if Abraham had kept in his persistence, had gotten down to one, it would have to be him. It would have to be him. That's the only way. We, for our part, can get so caught up in how are we going to fix these things? How are we going to make this world perfect? How are we going to solve the problems of our day? And unfortunately, if you haven't figured it out, it's never going to work. Those who have tried to force their solution on the world have always, time and again, lined people up for execution. That's the only way, even if somehow we created the perfect plan, the perfect opportunity to make things perfect, there would still be those holdouts who, just to be obstinate, would say, I'm not going to do that. I don't want to do that. I'm not interested. I'm not interested at all. Well, then how are you going to make them follow the plan? Line them up. The only way. It is a bit hyperbolic, I do realize, but that is the way of humankind. that is our way. But thanks be to God, our ways are not God's ways. Our thoughts are not God's thoughts. You might wonder, where did this story of Sodom and Gomorrah come from? How did it come about? Do we have to believe that this took place historically? To which I would say, no. You don't have to believe that it took place historically. I do wonder, however, if maybe the one who Abraham is based off of, or who called himself Abraham, and his wife Sarah in their migration across the Fertile Crescent, came across a city that had been devastated. Maybe even by a natural disaster. Maybe there was no one in the city that looked like it had once been a thriving metropolis. Maybe they came to those gates and found not a single soul still alive. And they wondered, why would God do such a thing? Have you ever wondered that? Why would God do such a thing? And the answer to that is never satisfactory. Will never be satisfactory because we don't know for sure. But it is, I believe, obnoxiously simple. Love. Love. The freedom to make mistakes, the freedom to sin, is a sign of God's love to us and for us. And from that comes all of the myriad ways in which we line people up and send them on their way. This is our reality, but there is great hope, for He is the one to come and set us free from this cycle of going through every attempt to find some solution to this difficulty of sin, of death, of despair. For our part, we are called upon to be persistent. To be persistent. To knock on the door of God and say, God, help me. For I am a sinful man. Sisters and brothers, may not have said it for a while, but I am and always will be a sinful man in need of God's grace and God's mercy. And I say this with the most charity that I can muster. If you don't recognize your sinfulness, unless you're 7 years or younger, or perhaps Adam in the back with his father, if you don't recognize your sinfulness, all of you looking at me right now, I'm afraid of you. I'm afraid of you if you don't recognize your sinfulness. I'm afraid of you if you don't recognize your need for a Savior, because that mentality is the mentality that leads to, we're going to fix it this way. And if we can fix it this way, then those people who don't follow me, we're going to have to line up. It happens time and again. Our previous century showed this to us. And it still happens today. Those who don't follow one individual's solution become the enemy. The only solution is to see within our own hearts our need for a Savior, to recognize our sinfulness, to not cause that fear in one another, because we do recognize that on some level, I have a part in this. I have a part to play in this. I have hurt people. And I have loved people. I've been hurt. And I've been loved. And still remain a sinful man in need of God's grace, God's salvation. Let us, for our part, knock on the door of our Lord and Savior, recognizing our great need for His love and mercy, and thus freeing ourselves from the bondage of believing that we have to figure it out. Because that is the good news. He's already figured it out. And the crucifixion is His answer. His arms outstretched in love